This is the Evolve Marriage Podcast, episode 40. Today we're talking about how to transition into a new year as a couple.
Hi, this is Kate.
And this is Eric.
And this is the Evolved Marriage Podcast,
where we have fun with growth and connection.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, let's go.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
You're looking mighty fine tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, happy holidays, everybody. I hope everybody had an amazing holiday.
Yes.
It's coming out like right after the holiday.
This is so much fun.
How was our holiday?
I don't know. It was good.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was so great.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was, we spent a lot of time outside.
Yeah.
We ate way too much food. You had more cookies than you can count.
I had more cookies in one day than I did the entire rest of the year.
Yeah, me too. For me, it was brownies. I just was drowning in brownies. Like, I could have like 20 more.
Man, we're pretty like amazing at enacting these next 2 days that we're about to spend. It was great. We got to make sure all those things happen now.
Oh, no. It's already happened. I've already eaten more brownies than I can digest.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Today, we're really tapping into this idea of Kate and I and what we do as a routine at the end of the year. A lot of the conversation, as some of you guys are probably all having, is about New Year's resolution.
Yes.
And some of us are pro, some of us are anti, and you know, all that good stuff around the hype. But what we realize is that a lot of the conversations are around, hey, what's next? What are you doing for 2022? And we want to share with you what we do before we go into all that goal setting as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So next week's episode, we're going to talk about goal setting. But this week, we're actually talking about something that we do at the end of every year, which we invite you guys to do because it's really powerful.
Yeah, it's like that step before making your New Year's resolutions. Because I know a lot of people are anti-New Year's resolutions, but I think this is a really great way to end your year, whether or not you want to make a New Year's resolution. I think this is a fun way to really finish off your year and celebrate both of you as a couple. And admittedly, there has been a lot of challenges in 2021, but what we're inviting you to do here is to look beyond those challenges and really find the positive.
Because there was a lot. There was also a lot of wins, right?
So
it's an entire year.
So much. And even the negative probably brought some positive if you really take time to think about it. You know, this whole COVID thing, like, how much positive has COVID really brought to your life? I think these are the kinds of things we want to look at. Yes, we could look at it as like, oh, 2021, thank God it's done. But why not, you know, take time to celebrate our wins, take time to really look at what we did that was amazing this year.
Yeah. So one of the big issues that we find when couples are looking back or individuals looking back, you know, we find three common mistakes. The first one is when we look back, we typically focus on the negative, right? This is a pitfall for everybody. You know, typically when we're moving away from a year and hoping that the next year will be better, we're always thinking about, oh, this is why things weren't great this year. And this is why I'm ready to get rid of it and move away from it. And all the conversations are around the negativity and the challenges.
Right. And then we're setting resolutions in order to be better than last year, in order to forget about last year, in order to put last year behind us and do something better in 2022 than we did in 2021.
Yeah. So that's a common mistake when people are looking back. They're really focused on the negative. And we want to invite you guys to do something a bit different, which we're going to talk about. The second mistake, though, that a lot of people make is they're rushing towards achieving something new. So literally, it's not the end of the year yet. And there's still this beautiful holiday that we're about to go through. And we're already talking about, okay, what's next? What can I achieve more of? What can I do differently? And we're always focused on the future. And that really takes us away from enjoying the present moment and what's right in front of us.
Right. And also celebrating our past successes. Looking back at 2021 and saying how flippin' amazing we were in 2021. All the amazing things we were able to accomplish and do in 2021. And instead, we just zoom by those things and it's like, okay, whatever. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, great. That was fine. And then next, what's next?
More,
what's next?
More.
Always accomplishing instead of stopping and celebrating.
Yeah. And then the last mistake that we have set a lot of boundaries around, but couples I find really have a hard time with this, is they allow people around them to frame the conversation and frame what they should be thinking about, right?
Yeah. I often find myself, you know, in staff rooms or with my colleagues, with my friends, with my family. Oh, hi, have you set a New Year's resolution yet? And, you know, you kind of fall into that trap of like, oh, yeah, I should probably do that. Yeah. What's my New Year's resolution? What should I move towards?
And I think if we're always focused on conversation and responding to what everybody else is doing or talking about, it often prevents us from getting clear on what's most important to us. What questions do we want to be asking? What conversations do we want to be having in our lives that really help us feel fulfilled and connected to others?
Exactly. And sometimes in those conversations, you know, people can really focus on the negative. Like, oh, I put on so much weight this year. So gross. I need to like, you know, I need to lose so much weight in the new year. Like my New Year's resolution is like to lose like that 10 pounds. Like, ew. And then you're like, oh, wow. You know, I put on weight too. Yeah, I should probably lose weight too. Like, and so when you surround yourself with people who talk that way, then it automatically makes you think that way and makes you think like, ugh, I should be doing more. I should be doing things differently. I should, instead of looking back at how much you've already gone through. Maybe you have already lost a lot of weight. Maybe you gained weight, but you gained something else instead. You know, it's important to really look back, stop, and really celebrate what you've been through instead of falling into those conversations and looking at, you know, oh yeah, what more should I do as well? You know, what are these people doing? And maybe I should do that too.
So when we want to think about new ways to look back, we have three ideas to give you guys when you're sitting down and having this conversation. The first one is, I really want to invite you to think about what actions, what choices, what adventures did we not only take as individuals, but that we also take as a couple that impacted our life in a positive way.
Yeah. I mean, looking back at our year, Eric, I know that for us, it was a huge thing this year. We've been kind of talking about this for a few years, but buying a trailer. And that was a huge experience for us, you know, putting the money down to buy it, looking around, shopping for a trailer, then buying it and then trying it out. You know, we went to different campsites. We went for week-long trips to our family's places just to kind of get to know the trailer and like what a beautiful experience that was. And, you know, we had some ups and downs with it and we learned things about traveling that we wouldn't have done otherwise. So that's something I know we're celebrating this year. It's 100%. An adventure that we're definitely looking back on and saying like, wow, that was huge. Like, look at us.
Yeah. And it's funny, when we started having this conversation, a lot of these amazing things came up and we just kept being like, oh yeah, what about this? Oh, that was cool that we did that too. And even big choices from, you know, me leaving a career to these other choices that impact our adventure that you're talking about, like the travel trailer that we bought. So the other thing we really want you to think about is looking around your life and thinking about who has impacted your life in a positive way over the last year. What relationships did you have? What conversations did you have that really had an impact on you and that you really enjoyed? And how can you continue to cultivate the relationships and grow the relationships with those people?
Right. Who were the people that surrounded you in this past year that lifted you up, that made you feel amazing, that pushed you, that motivated you, that inspired you? Who were those people for you, and how can you spend more time with those people? How can you also inspire people in that way?
Yeah. And so looking back really fondly, what type of impact has your actions, your adventures, but also the people around you had over the last year? And the last thing we want you to think about is, what is something I want to leave behind? What are some things that I really am willing to close the door, either limiting beliefs, maybe conversations that you've had or words that you continue to use? Maybe some of that stuff is things you want to move away from. So really inviting you to think about, hey, in 2021, right, in the year we just passed, what really didn't serve us? What impacted our relationship in a negative way? What would we like to do differently in the new year based on these things?
Exactly. And I think, like, for me personally, I really want to leave behind the idea of, I'm a bad wife, I'm a bad friend, I'm a bad sister. Like, is there something that you can think of that you want to leave behind?
I guess the fear of not succeeding, measuring success in terms of like me achieving something. And instead, you know, that's what something I want to move away from. And instead, I want to start thinking about measuring success in how much I continue to stay in the game and do the work and be consistent with it.
Yeah. And instead of looking at it in a way of like, you know, next year I want to make, you know, seven figures. Like, okay, slow down. Yeah, sure. That'd be a great New Year's resolution, but let's stop. And before we get there, let's focus on the past and think of, how much have you grown in your new career? Because you went from working in a restaurant to now leading men all over the world in an amazing way. And I think you've had such a huge impact. And I think it's really important for you and other people like you who have probably made career choices in 2021, because I know a lot of people have, to really look back and celebrate those successes, because I think that's amazing. And I think you've done so much great stuff. So good on you, love.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate you saying that.
Hey, no problem. Yeah. I'm new time.
So those are really the three ideas, right? Number one, looking back on your actions, the adventures you took, the choices you made that really had a positive impact on your life. Then the second one is think about the people in your life and who impacted your life in a really positive way. What's the relationships you love, the conversations you had that were really memorable, and how can you continue to cultivate those relationships and your connection with those people in your life?
Or grow them, right? Make them stronger, make them bigger. Because sometimes it's people we met just a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, this person had a huge impact on me this year. Like just in the last few weeks, like I'm going to bring that into the new year. Like yeah. I'm definitely going to cultivate that one.
Oh, I love that. And then the last one is we want to think about what we're leaving behind, mm-hmm. right? What didn't serve us? What's something we'd like to do a bit less of? Really this idea of ritualizing, letting go of that stuff,
mm-hmm. right? Saying goodbye. Goodbye to those limiting beliefs and those ideas that we have about ourselves, those negative ideas.
This episode is really all about looking back and celebrating what's going really well for us.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important for us in order to be able to move forward with a positive attitude and think to ourselves like, I can do this. Mm-hmm. Whatever resolution I choose to set for myself, whatever goal I want to do in 2022, it doesn't matter whether it's huge or little. Like, look back at 2021. Look at the amazing person I've become. Like, look at everything that I've done. Look at everything that I've achieved. Even if it's just, you know, two big things you did that last year, like that's all you can think of. I mean, I'm sure there's more, but even if that's the only thing you can think of, celebrate those and take time as a couple to talk like this and to congratulate each other and say, Eric, oh my gosh, like, look at the person you've become. I remember back in January 2021, you were not this Eric. You were a completely different Eric who was not confident, not sure what he wanted to do with his life. And now look at you. You're just absolutely hitting it out of the park. Is that the expression?
I think so.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
Yeah. And just having those conversations as a couple and celebrating not only where you've been individually, but how much you've grown together. Because I know for us, our growth, you know, has been exponential this year. We've gone through couples therapy and we've started this podcast, and that's taught us so much about each other and about ourselves. And I see you in a completely different light than I did at the beginning of the year. I have so much more love and respect for the person you are and a better understanding of where you're coming from, right? Where your triggers are coming from, you know, what kind of person you are and why you act the way you do when you aren't, you know, it at your healthiest self. And instead of being angry at you for it, I can really look at it and be like, ah, I get it, you know? And this is all stuff that's happened this year. So I think it's really important that not only you celebrate your own successes, but do it as a couple. Celebrate each other's.
This is what really inviting you as a listener to do with your partner, mm-hmm. right? Is shift your mindset from, you know, here's the stuff that didn't go well, here's what we need to do more of, here's what we need to fix, to hey, what did go well? And, yeah. you know, what can we give ourselves a pat on the back for? And what can we celebrate, not only as individuals, but together? And I think it's really important because I don't know that a lot of us were raised with this idea of celebrating and focusing on what's going really well. A lot mm-hmm. of times it's all about fixing. And a lot of time we're told to be humble. Stop tuning your own horn. Stop, you know, being proud.
Yeah.
Because we think
don't shine too bright.
Right. Because mm-hmm. we think it's a negative thing. But no, 100%. Celebrate what's going well. Absolutely. It feels absolutely awesome.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And don't be afraid to shine your light and shine that light as a couple.
In the end, like, we're all power couples. We're all, as long as you're here, you're listening, you're trying, right? I mean, if you're listening exactly. to this podcast, you're already leaps and bounds above a lot of marriages in this world.
Mm-hmm. If you're here, it's because you are wanting to make an impact on your marriage. You are wanting to move your marriage in a direction that's positive, that's engaging, that's intimidating.
Very intimidating.
Not intimidating.
I want the most intimidating marriage.
You want to move towards more intimacy together. So you're at the right spot. You're doing the right things. You're on the right track. So keep that up in the new year and celebrate the fact that even I started listening to Evolve Marriage Podcast. That's a win in itself. So thank you for being here.
As we wrap up this episode, we really want to challenge you to do, you know, what Kate and I do every year, which is our burning ceremony. Before that, I want you guys, you know, in the show notes, what I'll put is our core value exercise that is totally free that we encourage couples to do, because mm-hmm. when you're looking back at your year, think about the choices you made, the people that were really aligned with your values, right? And if you can understand your values as a couple, it really allows you to make choices easier. Your communication gets clearer because you can understand where you're aligned.
Yeah. Every decision you make is for these values. You know, for us, it's joy, connection, simplicity. It's so important for us. Is what we're doing right now, is the thing we're planning to do tomorrow in line with our values? Is the way we showed up last year in line with our values? What did we do that spoke to us, that was joyful, that was connecting, that was simple? What was that like for us? And, you know, how much did we celebrate those? And in doing those exercises, you can get clearer as to what you did that worked last year and what you can continue to do in 2022.
Yeah. And the challenge we want you to take on with your partner, because this is really about ritualizing and letting go of something. So, you know, Kate and I, we do a burning ceremony where we light a fire in our backyard and we pre-write some of the things we want to let go through sentences, through a paragraph, 100%, right? We all have things that we want to move away from. Yeah. And so what you want to do is really ritualize this idea of like, hey, I'm ready to say goodbye to this, right? Maybe it's relationships or thoughts you've been holding on to. And this doesn't mean that you have to go out there and, you know, for lack of a term, like cut people out of your life.
No.
It's not about this. It's about you letting go of some of the pressure you put on yourself when it comes to these relationships and these thoughts and these limiting beliefs that you create. And so when you write it down on a sheet of paper, sit with your partner and you can read them to each other. You don't have to, or you can just throw them in the fire and let them go and really symbolize this idea of, I'm ready to shed this.
Yeah, I'm letting it go. I'm letting it go. And every time, you know, when I put something on the flame, like I say, like, I'm letting it go. Goodbye. Like, goodbye, old belief. Goodbye, whatever it is that I'm burning. And it's so symbolic and it feels so good. And sometimes it does come back. You know, sometimes that idea comes back and it's like, no, I burnt you. You're no longer welcome here, idea. You're burnt. You're gone.
Yeah.
Like, go away.
Yeah, exactly. And I absolutely love that idea and that visual. And so that'll be it for us today, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope that you really understand this message of looking back and celebrating how far you've come and the choices you've made as an individual, but also as a couple, because that's the big idea here, right? We're going to talk about goals next week on next week's podcast and how we set goals as a couple and really this idea to really crush your year. But before that, it's really important that you celebrate your successes before you just rush to the next thing.
Absolutely. I love that. So thank you so much for being here.
So for everything we do, check us out on evolvemarriage.com. We'll put all our information in the show notes of this episode. And as usual, please like and subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcast, but more importantly, share this episode if you know someone or you love someone who might get some value out of it, so we can co-create this message all over the world. So we hope you have an amazing new year. We hope you really ring in the new year in a powerful way with your loved ones, and we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.